Mentors Work is a program that we in the SFA, the Small Firms Association, in partnership with SkillNet Ireland, run as a support to SMEs around the country. Basically, any business that has between 1 and 250 employees can apply to the program, very simple process. And then they go on a 12-week guided program to enhance business productivity. I suppose there's four pillars at the moment. There's finance and growth, people and leadership, digitization and automation, and business processes. So as you can imagine, Amber, there's not many business challenges that won't fit under one of those pillars. And the beauty of the program that I think really is it is tailored to each specific company, because although problems can be generally the same, each company has their own issue. So I really like the flexibility of the Mentors Work program, because you will apply and regardless of the issue, you are allocated a mentor for the 12-week duration that will have expertise in that specific area to suit your business. So you come on, you have your first session with your mentor, they give you some actions, and then you would have more sessions over the 12 weeks, as well as other supports that are provided through the program. And of course, the big thing, Amber, for any business at the moment, this is a fully funded program, so there's no cost to the businesses.
That's hugely valuable. You touched on the mentorship aspect there, I suppose, that the program offers. How important is that for businesses, particularly, I suppose, in the current climate that we're in, where there are so many overheads and so many challenges facing businesses?
Yeah, look, it's an extremely difficult time for small businesses at the moment. What we would hear in the Small Firms Association every day is, you know, companies and business leaders are tired. They went through, you know, crisis after crisis. We came out of COVID. We went into an energy crisis. And then right now, the feeling at the moment is that the cost of doing business is extremely anti-competitive. So they're getting it from all angles. So what I feel we have is a lot of viable but vulnerable businesses. And that's why I think, you know, when you get an opportunity to get a mentor, it allows a business owner to take the time to step back from the business, to step back from the day-to-day and relook at their strategy and take the advice of someone who's been through this process, who has had these challenges before. Business leadership is a very lonely place. We always say that. And to be able to lean on a mentor and take that guidance is absolutely invaluable at the moment. Because frankly, the way things have gone, businesses are trying to cut costs, they're trying to maintain their margin. So a lot of the members of the Small Firms Association that we talk to have gone back to, you know, working on the shop floor, packing the vans, you know, making the cakes or desserts or whatever it is. So this program really allows either the business owner or their leadership team to take that step back and work on their business as opposed to in their business.
You touched on the challenges there and the many different ones, I suppose, that are facing SMEs at the moment. In recent months here in Kerry, we've seen a number of businesses close their doors permanently. They would have been the likes of cafes and restaurants. What advice would you give to a business person maybe that's listening now and that really is struggling and is maybe contemplating whether they should or shouldn't stay open?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, it's not a Kerry issue. It's a country issue. We're seeing it all across the country. Latest figures are showing that three businesses a day are closing. You mentioned there, look, hospitality and retail are at the cold front of this, but we would see that as the canary in the mine, to be perfectly honest with you, because this is happening across the board. I think some sectors in the experience economy are a little bit more susceptible and have kind of seen these increased costs hit their business sooner, but it is happening across the board. And it is an extremely difficult time, I suppose. My advice, I said earlier, business leadership is a lonely place. There are a raft of supports out there for you. You have to take that step back and say, look, I am struggling here. Where can I get help? Whether you come to the Small Firms Association, whether you go to Mentors Work or your local enterprise office, there is such a huge amount of support there. But I think businesses kind of get a bit in a way that there's so much support, you know, they can get kind of confused as to where to go. And that's where you do lean on your local support, whatever that may be. We can guide you. And I suppose I always say that small business owners have two of their greatest assets, which is time and cash flow, and they're very poor on both. So by leaning out, talking to a mentor, talking to ourselves, you're able to get that guidance and say, look, this is your issue. You need to go and talk to these people or whatever that is, whether that be around a applying to specific grants or applying to funding of some sort, we will be able to guide you. So the advice is just take that step back. I know it's an extremely difficult time at the moment, but there are supports out there. Just put your hand up and we will guide you in the right direction to support your business.
And it's always worth asking the question at the very least. You know, you mentioned there, not everyone knows where to turn and not everyone can know everything about, you know, all the different supports that are out there. Mm. But that's where the likes of yourselves come in and the local enterprise office, maybe. You can guide people and you'll offer them the best advice and you'll help them in any way they can. So it's just about reaching out and making the call.
Absolutely. Look, the Small Firm Association sits with government, you know, once a week, if not twice a month at least. And, you know, we do have these conversations where they are providing a lot of supports. But the thing is to filter out the noise, and that would be the role that we would play. So, like, a lot of this will happen. So if you go through the Mentors Work Programme, which is fully funded, when you're finished that 12-week programme, you can actually go on to the consultancy part of the Mentors Work Programme, which is 75% funded. And we would see a lot of companies coming through that and then going on to the next stage whereby they pick something up from the mentor and they want to go further into that piece of their business, you know, whether that be around changing culture, whether that be around looking at their sales processes. I mean, I spoke to a company on the program a few weeks ago and they had issues with their sales conversion. And just by working with the mentor's program, the mentor made a couple of changes around call and call metrics. And that increased our revenue by 33%. So, I mean, it's small tweaks that will make huge effect on your business. And it's just about knowing where to go.
It certainly is. You mentioned, David, that GE are in consultation with government. Given the high operating costs, and I suppose that some industries are struggling to get staff at the moment as well, is it time that more supports were given to help businesses, do you think? Because obviously they are so vital to local economies.
Yeah, look, there has been a raft of regulation changes. And look, our opinion firmly in the Small Firm Association has been there's been too much at the one time. Now, look, I want to be clear, the changes that are made in the labour laws, small firms have huge respect and want to help and guide their staff in any way they can. So we're not against the changes that are coming in around statutory sick pay, minimum wage. It's just the timing of these changes that have come in. So the government themselves did a report on the cumulative impact of labour costs on businesses. And in that report itself, you know, they said that some SMEs could face increases of up to 30% costs in the next 2 years, with 20% of these being directly attributed to government measures. So when I talked about viable and vulnerable businesses, there's a huge frustration that where other things like COVID and the energy crisis were absolutely, you know, these were external things that couldn't be changed. There's a feeling at the moment that these recent changes have just been too much and too soon. And unfortunately, and we have seen it, if this doesn't stop, businesses are going to close. It's that simple and it's that stark. So, look, we have a change in minister. The Small Firm Association, we have been in touch as part of our general engagement, cross parties with all governments. We had met Minister Peter Burke before he was appointed to the role. We are looking forward to meeting him again, which we will be very soon. But it really is a time for action. There's no waiting around. There's no postponing changes until even the next budget. You know, the next budget is too far away for the businesses who are struggling at the moment. We want to see further things put in, such as, you know, one of the solutions that we're putting forward is a PRSI rebate. We think that could be a solution for those companies most affected by the move from minimum wage to living wage, which was a huge increase and a huge cost on businesses. So we think if there was a temporary measure put in place, targeted, and that's the key, it needs to be targeted to those who are most affected by the changes to the minimum wage. We think that that could be a solution that could be brought in straight away. We don't have to wait for a budget. And to be honest, it's needed. It's needed if we're going to save companies from closing. Small firms are the backbone of this economy. They're in every town and village across the country. And we're already starting to see the shutters come down. This has such a huge knock-on effect for towns and villages. You know, if those shutters are down, it takes from the village and there's a huge social impact as well. So, look, small firms have felt like we have been an afterthought with some of the regulations that have happened, and the SFA is firmly calling for that to stop. a pause in all further regulation changes that are coming in, because we need to give companies time to breathe, to get over this crisis, which small firms are being affected slightly more, and that is the crisis of costs. So we just need to give a little bit of space to breathe, give a little bit more support, and we will get through this as we always do. Small firms are a resilient bunch, and they've proved that time and time again. So we will get through it. We just need some time and space to breathe, and we will come out the other side.
David, before we finish up, I wanted to return to the Mentors Work Programme for 2024. Is there a deadline for people to apply if they want to take part?
There isn't a deadline, but there is only 1,000 spaces available. Now, I know 1,000 sounds like a lot. This programme has been running since 2020. We've helped over 3,000 SMEs, so I'm afraid the word is out on how fantastic a programme it is. So although we only launched a couple of weeks ago, places are already filling up and we can only go to 1,000 spaces. So my advice to companies would be to go online and apply today. You know, start the process. It's a very simple application process. As you know, we talked about the regulatory burden and things. Mentors Work is a very, very simple application process. You go on, you say what your issue is, and then it kicks in and we assign a mentor on that. So I suppose the advice is, apply now, apply today, and make sure that you reserve your place on the programme.
David, it's been great talking to you, and thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Fantastic, Amber. Thanks for having me.